You again. Don't you know dis the captain's cabin, ye landlubber? I'm just messing with ye. Well, out with it. What you want, lad? Another tale, then. Ooh, you's a twisted one. Death was right. I like ye. Resist or succumb to the devil's temptation to sin. Our 12th tale, Evil from Within.
I can never leave this place. Not after the ravage that took place due to the sickness. Some sort of virus that was spreading around, killing everyone, our crops, our livestock, all of it. And now, well, now, everyone's just scraping by. There's barely any provisions left, and in just a matter of days, we'll run out of food. My name's Arthur. And me, Mom, and Dad, we survived the sickness. My sister, Lucy, she didn't.
Arthur, is that you?
Yeah! I just got back from the river. Thank God the water's safe to drink if boiled. I can't imagine what would have happened if not.
Arthur, dear, I told you not to leave the water buckets there. Someone might trip. Make a big mess.
Sorry, Mom.
Joseph!
What?
Come down here and help, please.
I can't really right now, Ida.
Okay, Mom, let me help.
Oh no. It's okay, Arthur. You've done enough already bringing these all the way here.
No, really. Here.
Well, all right. Good boy.
Mom's boiling the water I brought home, and Dad's fixing the bed upstairs with new wooden planks. Meanwhile, I tend to our last goat. The only one that survived out of all our livestock. Hey, boy. I tend to lend a hand as much as I can. We need to stick together after such a tragedy. My parents, they taught me resilience. They taught me to be strong, like... Whoa, what is it, boy? Hey, shh, what's going on? Hey. What's wrong with you? Dad! Mom!
What is it, boy? Oh, Christ! Oh.
Dad, what do we do?
Isn't it obvious, Arthur? It's the sickness. Get away from it. Now! Oh, fuck. Arthur, hand me that pitchfork.
But...
Do as I say, boy. Can't you see it's sick? We need to put it down. Putting someone out of its misery... is kindness, not cruelty. Good lad. Now. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Look away!
Mom made dinner while we... took care of the goat.
Pottage and a loaf of bread.
Joseph!
No, I know. I know. It's just that this is what we've been eating for the last 2 weeks, Ida. 2 weeks!
You think I'm not hungry, Joseph? We are all going through
it! Do not! Raise your voice at me.
I can't blame them. Heartbroken, living in constant fear. How long can we keep going like this? My mind is haunted by the thought every night. And every night before bed, I pray. I pray for better days. For some sort of miracle. God, please, just one more day. Just give me the strength. Just give us the strength for one more day. And then I let out my bottled anger. Please. One more day. Haunts my dreams, turns them into nightmares. What's happening outside?
All of you are welcome to join me on the way back.
A man, some sort of merchant. He seems to be preaching. He's sitting on top of this wooden cart surrounded by his private guards.
We are a welcoming community, well established, with a social system that works.
No more worrying about dinner?
Amazing!
Are you about living? Offering
us a room? Thank you, sir!
Bullshit! I'm sorry. I can't tell who said that. Who was it? Step forward.
I think you're full of shit. Nothing grows. Everything dies. How could it ever be different on your end? We work hard here.
Yeah. Kurt's right.
How is it even possible?
Could their region have healed in some way?
We can't even... Do you really think we'd blindly follow you without any sort of proof? We don't know you!
Glad you asked. Now, what do you think is in there?
Oh my god!
This is amazing!
Fresh meat? And vegetables? Fresh vegetables!
How'd you get all of this?
We stole it, ravaged towns, and took everything. And I mean,
how do you think? We grow our vegetables. We take care of our livestock. We have professional vets and farmers. We have structure. And tonight, everyone can have a taste. We will share our spoils with all of you to show you can trust us.
We'll see about that. All right. How about you come with me? Let's grab a bite right now, and you can tell me all about your worries. I only want what's best for mankind.
Okay.
The man who stood up against that merchant is now left with him. He must have accepted his offer. Free food. To prove their trust. It can't only be me and Kurt who find this weird, no?
Dad?
Where are they?
It's just unbelievable, right?
Arthur, could you... Oh, there you are. Arthur, help me with this, will you? It's pretty heavy.
What is all this? Did you take food from that merchant?
Of course we did. Come on, boy. Help your mother.
I helped them carry the food in. It didn't take long before Mom started cooking. We are all pretty hungry, after all.
Arthur? Where are you going? Dinner's almost ready.
Yeah, just... You know, need some air.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's great, Mom. It smells great.
Everything just happens so suddenly. The streets are empty. Everyone's inside their homes just cooking tonight's dinner. In the distance, I see that merchant's tent. He set up camp for tonight, and probably leave tomorrow with more than half of the townsfolk. I mean, I don't blame them. But I'm not blinded by this free food deal. I need to learn more about their so-called paradise.
Feisty little beast, wasn't it?
Struggle
with the ligaments. But my knife couldn't cut it. Thank God for that saw, though.
Right. Not like I called it.
Shut up.
I hide as I see the guards come out of the tent, covered in blood and guts.
Oh, I gotta wash all that shit down.
Same here, but, with a drink.
Yeah? Get used to it.
I subtly approach the tent, going one bush to another. I can't let them see me as I need to know what happened in that tent. They left. Now, the truth. Kurt, the man who confronted the merchant, he's hung on this wooden plank he's chained to. And he's missing his legs, his arms, oh God. So many things are wrong, I can't even begin to comprehend what I'm seeing. His intestines drop on the cold dirt.
Sitting door to door, making sure everyone's enjoying dinner.
You sick fuck!
What?
Arthur!
That's enough!
You're eating people! They killed Kurt, you're eating him! You're eating someone. Why don't you react? Say something! Eating someone.
Now, how about we all just calm down? Trying to explain something to a degenerate loose cannon of a teenager doesn't usually work, now does it? We all know what happened. We all remember how hard life was, right? I mean, killing each other for scraps, barely having enough bread to stay alive, because the crops and animals are all dead. Those were some troubling times. Until I came here. This isn't just some trivial thing. Doesn't matter what is moral or immoral, blah blah blah. Frankly, it's even a little boring, I'd say. No, see, this is about survival. About progress. The survival of the fittest. The natural selection and order of things. Humans have always found a way to evolve and repair. Communism, capitalism, kings and queens. The nuclear war. And yet, here we are, me and you, talking around the meal, alive. That's what we all want, isn't it? To live, to see our loved ones prosper and do better. In my community, we look out for the next generation. We build the foundations of a new world order. Where the people are in charge. And, citizens like... what was his name? Kirk?
His name is Kurt!
Kurt! Kurt! Thank you. You see, Kurt didn't have a place in this story. He was weak, self-centered, and worried about everything. It's what the old world does to someone.
I'm not eating human flesh.
But you are, Arthur. You are.
That?
It's for the better.
You knew. You knew. They surround me. I've got nowhere to go. Get away. Get away.
You'll thank me later, after you've realized I saved your life. Let go of your past self.
It's all right.
Make room for the future, son.
Let me go!
There we go. This contains protein, vitamins, carbs, calories, everything you need. This is life when you think about it. Now, here comes the airplane. Say,
all hail to the new order of life! It is too late to learn to swim when the water is up to your lips. Oh, pay me no mind, lad. Just an old geezer telling tall tales to ye. I do wonder why the god of the sea sent ye here, of all places. And why do ye always come back? God will help a seaman in a storm, but the pilot must still remain at the wheel. Get out! Get out! Leave me! Ha 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 ha!